The Master Bridge Builder. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as we experience truth about God as we journey through rough places. If you had taken a trip to my brother's home a few years back and tried to enter the long drive through a wooded area leading to my home and his, you would find at the entrance of the drive a large hole and rugged bump. One would drive into the hole and over the bump, resulting in the scraping of the bottom of your vehicle. If you knew how to maneuver it just perfectly, you could get by without the scraping. My brother asked my father to please fix this situation for us. My father has built many bridges, so this small task of repairing the drive was nothing to him. My father had it taken care of in a day or so. The drive was now smooth. My father had prepared the way ahead of us. He made the rough places smooth. This past weeks have been filled with rough places. God is reminding me to put my trust in Him. He is full of compassion, and problems that seem big to us are small to Him. When we experience rough places in our lives, it is not a big deal for Him, for He can make rough places smooth. God is a master bridge builder. The biggest bridge He ever built spanned the distance that separated man from God. God planned to build this bridge before it was ever needed. God is an all-knowing, all-sufficient God. Jesus Christ is our peace, and He breaks down every barrier between us and God. God built a beautiful bridge that He crosses over to reach us so we can have eternal life with our Heavenly Father. He sent Jesus Christ to be the span that would run between God and man. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through Him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made things we can see and things we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through Him and for Him. He existed before anything else and holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is His body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So He is first in everything, for God in all His fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through Him God reconciled everything to Himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were far away from God. You were His enemies, separated from Him by evil thoughts and actions. Yet now He has reconciled you to Himself through the death of Christ in His physical body. As a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault. Yes, Jesus and His shed blood on Calvary is the span that runs to reconcile God and man. Today, you are going through life without God, and you need help. The road before you is filled with rough places, and you are wondering how you will make it. You need God and want to draw near to Him. Or perhaps today you know Christ, and you are overwhelmed with life and what has taken place recently. You want to place your complete trust in the Master Bridge Builder. you realize God made a way for your salvation, and that through the sacrifice and blood of Christ, He has made a way for you to overcome. You want to be reconciled to God, and there is only one way. We are reconciled to God when we place our faith in Jesus Christ and His shed blood on the cross of Calvary to atone for our sins and to give us victory to overcome in our walk with God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Master, Creator, I need You now. I ask You to forgive me of my evil ways. Father, I am so far from You. You are a great and glorious God, and I don't deserve Your love and mercy. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse my heart, mind, and soul with the blood of Jesus. I place my confidence and trust in what Jesus did upon the cross of Calvary. Christ died and shed His blood so I can have eternal life and have a relationship with God the Father. Jesus Christ died so that I could live and overcome. He shed His blood for my redemption, deliverance, healing, freedom, provision, protection, and victory. All this He has already provided, and I pray You open my heart, mind, eyes, and ears to Your truth so that I can walk in healing, deliverance, freedom, hope, and victory through Your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To Him be the glory and honor. To our faithful Lord and Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May you experience truth as you journey through rough places today.